epicenter of Arkansas's exceptional drought first appeared over Conway, Van Buren, and Cleburne counties, where a booming shale gas industry is also centered. Extracting methane from shale preserves locked deep underground requires tremendous amounts of water. So how has the drought affected industrial water supplies and watersheds? Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich attempts to find out.
Greer's Ferry Lake is an impoundment on the Little Red River in Van Buren County. Its chilly tailwaters feed a brown trout habitat. But water's also pumped out of this stream and other places for unconventional natural shale gas drilling. Water's mixed with sand and tons of lubricating chemicals to drill 5,000 feet long horizontal bores to fracture or frack black shale 1,500 to 6,000 feet deep underground to release pockets of methane. More than 4,000 such wells have been drilled on the Fayetteville Shale Formation over the past 6 years, and each frack requires as much as 6 million gallons of water. But any water diverted from the Little Red River disturbs trout fishing guide Greg Seaton.
We feel like this is a it's for the recreational use and for the fishery use of the river, and we didn't feel like that we needed to be using cold water for fracking.
That's because the Little Red River is an extraordinary water resource stream. Seaton said gas producers have routinely pumped from the 30-mile-long trout habitat, but assumed all pumping had stopped due to the exceptional drought taking place in Arkansas.
Now, this really brought this all to a head about 2 weeks ago when we found out that there were some pumps still running in the river, and we were in a drought situation. We were getting very limited generation, so the river was dead low.
Ken Brazel is an engineer supervisor with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, which permits and monitors surface water used by the natural gas industry in Arkansas.
We had two diversions on the Little Red River below the dam over the past 3 months.
The most recent diversion, he said, occurred last month.
One of the authorities that the commission has is to allocate water during the time of declared shortage.
So has the State Resources Commission declared any water shortages?
We have not declared any shortages.
Fayetteville shale gas operators routinely take water from both the White River and Arkansas River basins. In 2009, more than 3,000 acre feet was diverted. In 2010, 17,000 acre feet was taken for frack. And last year, 10,400 acre feet was pumped out. Now, if 1 acre foot contains 326,000 gallons of water, that means 3.4 billion gallons were removed from the hydrologic cycle in 2011. But Ken Brazel with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission says they're keeping watch.
And so essentially the commission has advised and is monitoring what planned diversions are planned for the future, and then we'll make a decision case by case on whether we'll allow the diversion to take place or whether they'll be required to postpone and perhaps take from another source.
Typically, domestic water wells on the gas field are a couple hundred feet deep and tend to produce 2 to 10 gallons per minute of water pumped out of fractures in the so-called Atoka Formation. Not considered a water-rich aquifer, the sandstones replenished by surface precipitation and losing streams. So does the U.S. Geological Survey know what the removal of billions of gallons of water from the hydrologic cycle for gas fracking is doing to groundwater supplies? James Peterson is supervisory hydrologist in the Little Rock office.
The USGS isn't tracking groundwater levels in the Arkansas or the White River basins in the Fayetteville Shale area. And, there are a number of reasons for that. One is that contrary to kind of what we think of as an aquifer, like over in the Mississippi alluvial plain or the delta, it's not a continuous aquifer that's continuous horizontally.
Nor has USGS mapped groundwater in the region. Along with diverting fresh water from rivers and creeks, gas companies construct ponds to collect rainwater, which don't require a permit unless they're 25 feet deep and cover more than 50 acres. Most are smaller than that. And the number of ponds is not known. Landholders can also make an easy buck selling their pond water to gas companies. Little Red River Trout Fishing Guide Greg Seaton says some are pumping water out of surface streams to fill their ponds, however. Arkansas Natural Resource Commission's Ken Brazel says he's not heard of any such thing, but neither are they monitoring for such a breach.
The commission's authority really does not cover, you know, having anything to do with what type of agreements that landowners and the gas companies make between themselves.
The Little Red River flows through Van Buren County, population 16,000, which is deficit nearly a foot of rain since last spring. 90% of county residents are on rural water piped out of Greer's Ferry, which is also dropping, and delivered by Clinton Water District. Demand is high, says manager Roy Keeling.
It stays extremely hot for 2 to 3 days in a row. It'll go up 1 million gallons a day.
For now, Keeling said water suppliers are not issuing any voluntary or mandatory conservation measures. But as the drought deepens, that may change.
Our rivers and creeks are at an all-time low, I would say.
That's Van Buren County Judge Roger Hooper. He says farm pond water sold for fracking is also drying up. Clinton Water District also serves the unincorporated town of Bee Branch, a ground zero for frack. Virginia Watson's office manager at Bee Branch Water Association.
As far as the drought, you know, as far as our, from our public water system, we're, you know, weren't affected that way as far as any kind of voluntary or mandatory, no.
Conway County Judge Jimmy Hart says they're in really good shape since they raised the level of their local water impoundment by 4 feet 6 years ago.
The lucky part of this, I guess the bright part of the whole thing with us right now, as far as our water resources and our water supplies, is actually in exceptionally good shape considering what we're going through.
Larry Bengel, director of the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, which oversees the natural gas industry, said in an email response for this story that his office has not received any drought-related complaints due to water diversion by the gas industry. One of the reasons, he says, is due to reduced frack activity on the Fayetteville Shale due to the natural gas glut. He said only 40 to 50 gas wells are being drilled per month compared to 70 to 80 gas wells last summer. Plus, he said, gas companies are increasingly recycling or reusing water that comes back up out of the bore, as much as 80%. And Arkansas Natural Resources Commission's Ken Brazel said that's good for the environment and is a cost saving to gas producers.
Because if they can recycle water that's coming up and can reuse that, then it reduces their pumping and transmission costs to bring additional water in off-site to support. So the more efficient they become, the better their bottom line is. So there is definitely an incentive, and the industries have made huge progress in managing their water and becoming much more efficient.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality did not report any frack-related water depletion issues for this story, nor has Kelly Robbins, Executive Vice President of the Arkansas Association of Independent Producers and Royalty Owners, a nonprofit trade group. But he did say the current drop in production is well timed to current climate conditions.
We're certainly the majority of rigs that are found in the Fayetteville Shale region. There's only 17, and that's down. We hit a high of 60 within the last, I guess, 5 to 6 years. So we've seen a decline this year in the number of rigs. So when there are fewer rigs drilling, and exploring, then there's going to be less operations that are going to be using water. So the timing of all that is coincidental, but certainly, hopefully, that's been a positive as well. But the industry and the production community is using primarily surface water. They're recycling a great deal of it, and as of right now, to my knowledge, these terrible drought conditions have had no impact.
The two top producers on the Fayetteville Shale are BHP Billiton, based in Australia, and Southwestern Energy, based in Houston. Both reported losses last quarter because of depressed natural gas prices. Southwestern also reported that heat was impeding production. In an email response for this water report, spokesperson Susan Richardson said her company is mindful of water conservation and is increasingly reusing frack flowback water on some drill sites by as much as 100% to protect local water preserves. Spent frack waste is eventually injected deep underground into special waste wells. Potential chemical contamination of aquifers by migrating frack fluid is a subject of ongoing study by both federal and state agencies, but no studies exist on frack-associated water depletion during drought. In other shale gas states, lack of rain is causing regulators to curtail water withdrawals, like in Pennsylvania on the Marcellus Shale. Last month, extraction was suspended in the Susquehanna River Basin due to low stream flows. And during last summer's severe drought in Texas, some water diversions were suspended for a time. Environmentalists there consequently called for a new law to curtail freshwater use. And in northeastern Colorado, an extreme drought there this summer is reportedly causing residents to question the use of potable water for natural gas drilling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.